Back in the U.S., commentator Beth Lapidus has been looking forward to the holidays, and she has a game plan.
Sometime around Halloween, as I was crashing from a sugar high, I decided that I was going to enjoy the holidays this year. Okay, maybe not enjoy so much as survive the holidays this year. So I made a list. Not a list of gifts, a list of survival tactics. Beth versus the holidays. And this year, Beth is going to win. 1. Slow down. Seriously, slow down. Slow down to the point that the Antiques Roadshow seems like it's whizzing by. 2. Eat everything in sight. Is that your third piece of pecan pie? Good for you. Or fast. Don't eat anything at all, but go to every dinner party you get invited to and feel clean and healthy and superior. 3. Do not watch Martha Stewart. There is never a good time to watch Martha Stewart, but the holidays are the worst time. She's bossy, you're vulnerable, and suddenly you're thinking it might be fun to make one-of-a-kind Christmas tree ornaments. Then, just as you're buying a hot glue gun on eBay, you remember you're Jewish and you've never had a Christmas tree in your life. 4. Open up. Not just to yoga, It's a Wonderful Life, and 50% off sales racks. Open up to anything that might help. 1 year for me, it was the unlikely combo platter of reading books on particle physics and watching reruns of Little House on the Prairie. 5. Obsess about next year's organizational system. Switch from a day runner to a Palm Pilot, from a weekly computer printout to a monthly Mr. Winkle calendar, from a desktop day at a glance to a big wall-mounted year at a glance. Maybe you need to expand. Maybe you need to contract. Maybe if you had a different address book, you would know better people. 6. Celebrate New Year's Eve the right way. If you don't celebrate New Year's Eve, the terrorists win. But if you go to a party you don't want to go to, just so the terrorists won't win, they also win. So mark the new year by writing down something you want to leave behind in the old year. Then, at the stroke of midnight, burn it. Last year, I wrote down 5 pounds and then decided that was too shallow. And wrote something very profound that for the life of me I can't remember now. I would beat myself up about it, except one way I'm getting through this holiday season is by not beating myself up. And finally, 7. Spend New Year's Day in bed on the phone watching HGTV's commercial-free rebroadcast of the Rose Parade. Watch the flower-covered floats as you run up your phone bill talking to old friends about your plans for the new year. Let all the life force in the petals and husks, the seeds and the weeds, the stems and the stamens seep into your soul as you focus on the fact that despite the wretched state of international affairs, underneath it all, things really are changing for the better. Let the flower power hypnotize you into believing in your optimism. Then, take a nap that lasts past midnight. Wake up thirsty but happy, realizing the season is over, but you're still standing. Okay, you're lying down and kind of hungover, but you're still here, which is more than you can say for the holidays, isn't it?
Beth Lapidus is creator and host of LA's alternative comedy show, The Uncabaret.